From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Carlsbad police are seeking two runaway girls, 13-year-old Unique Pulido and 11-year-old Marissa Gallegos. The two are sisters and left their house around 8:20 Wednesday morning. Reports indicate that the girls were last seen at the Project Playground in Carlsbad around 4 p.m. Wednesday. Unique is described as being 5'1", 95 pounds, and was reported wearing a turquoise shirt, light wash jeans, and has brown hair and brown eyes with black glasses. Marissa is described as being 5 foot tall, 150 pounds, and was reported to be wearing a pink shirt, blue jeans, and has brown hair that's in a ponytail and brown eyes. Anyone with knowledge of their whereabouts should call Carlsbad Police. Roswell police are asking the public's help in locating 70-year-old Roberto Sanchez, who suffers from PTSD. That, according to the Roswell Police Facebook page, reports indicate he left the residence in which he was staying at in the 1100 block of North Missouri Avenue in recent days. He could be driving a 2003 Chevrolet Silverado with New Mexico license plate JGA682. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call Roswell Police. The New Mexico High School and Junior High State Rodeo Finals begins today in Lovington at the Lee County Fairgrounds at the Rodeo Arena. Competitors will be coming from across the state. Deanne Kimbrough with the Coalition of Businesses in Lovington tells us more.
Well, we're estimating between 220 contestants and then their families. They average about three people per person. So we're looking at anywhere between 600 and 1,000 additional people being in town for that week.
The event begins today with the Rodeo Queen Pageant. Admission is free to the public and the rodeo will run through Memorial Day. The proposal deadline for the Lovington Main Street Downtown Mural Contest is set for 4 p.m. on Friday. Five artists will be selected and featured in the Central Alley, receiving a $1,000 stipend and $500 for supplies. The first prize winner will receive $2,500. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.